This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 12, 2017. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, local school officials are investigating an incident in which 17 Gloucester High School students and at least three students from other schools were found to have been drinking before the school prom in Burlington on Friday night. Gloucester Superintendent Richard Sapphire confirmed Sunday that he received a call Friday night from Gloucester Police, whose school resource officer was posted at the prom at the Boston Marriott Burlington Hotel. More than 200 Gloucester High School students had taken part in the promenade at the high school, then boarded chartered buses for the trip to the prom. Sapphire said suspicions were raised when officials found a number of small nip bottles from alcoholic beverages in a bathroom at the hotel. He said some students were found carrying small bottles while other students failed a breath test. While the school had not scheduled the use of a breath alcohol testing device, the resource officer was authorized to use one after it became apparent that some students had been drinking. Sapphire said between 35 and 40 students were questioned or given breath tests at the scene, and a total of 20 were found to have been drinking. Students found to have been drinking were not allowed into the prom, and school officials at the scene began contacting the students' parents, who drove to Burlington to pick them up. Much more in this story by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. A Linn state representative is working on improving local communities. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the Massachusetts House and Senate voted to include State Representative Brendan Crichton's language establishing community benefit districts, CBDs, in their respective budgets, potentially creating a new tool for cities and towns in Massachusetts to establish local partnerships to manage and support vibrant, workable places like downtowns and main streets. The Linn Democrats' legislation would allow local groups of property owners and other stakeholders to work together to create a management plan for a district and then implement the plan. CBDs are required to be initiated through a petition process followed by public hearing and municipal vote if approval. CBDs provide services that are not supported by the municipality, which may include items like sidewalk cleaning, cultural programming, public art, branding and marketing, street furniture, landscaping, and more. The partnership is managed by a 501c3 organization and is financed by the property owners, donations, and program revenues. State Senator Thomas McGee, a co-sponsor of the bill and Senate budget amendment, added, "We must continue to find innovative ways to create jobs and opportunities in the gateway cities like Linn. CBDs are the type of public-private partnerships that improve both the quality of life for local residents and promote economic growth." Massachusetts has an existing business improvement districts law, and community benefit districts work in a similar way. However, CBDs include a number of differences that may make them more attractive to certain communities and are designed to implement a broader community vision. In addition to the commercial area, CBDs could be used to manage cultural districts, historic districts, parking districts, and collective purchasing arrangements. They are designed to be easier to establish and dissolve. As a result, they could be implemented more easily by districts that include many small property owners and low-income areas. There is more on this story in today's edition in the Daily Item of Linn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you on this Monday morning. A nonprofit group that opened the first medical marijuana dispensary in New Hampshire is close to coming to an agreement with the town of Danvers to set one up there. The organization is called Sanctuary Medicinals, Inc., according to town manager Steve Bartha. This story is written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. The group plans to break ground on a marijuana cultivation site in Littleton and would like to open a medical marijuana dispensary at 2 Electronics Avenue in the Danvers Industrial Park along Route 1 South. It's a building that's been eyed for such a facility in the past, although unsuccessfully. In the past, three other medicinal marijuana organizations have approached the town about setting up shop. Since the medicinal marijuana law took effect in 2013, the town has issued two letters of non-opposition to organizations seeking to locate in one of the town's two medicinal marijuana zones. One zone is located in the Cherry Hill Industrial Park, and the other is in the Danvers Industrial Park. Much more on this story, written by Ethan Foreman, in today's Salem News. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com, "Get ready to feed more money into the downtown parking meters in Peabody." Nearly a year after it was initially proposed, the Peabody City Council is getting closer to considering an ordinance that would see the hourly rates at parking meters increase from $0.25 per hour to $1 per hour. $25 an hour might be a little steep. The police department is working in conjunction with the city's community development department and the city solicitor to create new ordinance language that would then come back before the council for final approval. In addition to the increase in hourly parking rates on downtown streets and in city parking lots, the proposal would add parking meters on Railroad Avenue and in front of City Hall on Lowell Street. It would also add pay and display machines at several lots and increase the amount of time people can park in the lots. Rather than having individual meters for each spot, there are typically several pay and display machines in a parking area where motorists pay for the spot and then display a receipt in their vehicles. More on this story on itemlive.com, story written by Adam Swift. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. In Sunday sports action, Draken defeated Swampscott 12-5 in the Division II North Final softball matchup. The Austin Prep softball team won a Division III title with an 8-0 win over Boston Latin, while the Austin Prep baseball team defeated Linfield 8-2 to win the North title there. In Division II baseball over the weekend, Danvers was a winner. They move on to the state championship game against Greater New Bedford. The game is now scheduled for Thursday night at 7 o'clock in Brockton. Over the weekend, Danvers did defeat Gloucester on Saturday night 7-1 to win the Division II North Final behind the pitching of Justin Dado. St. John's Prep Baseball, although now in the loser's bracket, are still alive in the Super 8 baseball tournament. They'll be taking on BC High tonight at 7 o'clock in Brockton. And in boys lacrosse Saturday, Beverly, a big winner in the Division II North Final over Wakefield 7-6, handing the Warriors their first loss of the season. Beverly will now take on Hingham at Norwell High School Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in a state semifinal game. Congratulations to the Linfield High School girls tennis team. They're in the state semifinals today against Martha's Vineyard at Lexington High School. And the North Shore Navigators have still yet to win their first game of the 2017 season. They're on the road tonight in Worcester, on the road tomorrow night in Nashua. They're home Wednesday night against Brockton starting at 7. And there's always more on sports at msonewsports.com.